If you're looking for young digital entrepreneurs in Kosovo, you'll find many of them in Pristina, in a place called the Innovation Center Kosovo, or ICK. It gives training, offers co-working spaces, runs conferences, and helps entrepreneurs secure business grants. And it's run by Uranik Begu.
So until now, we've had supported about 180 startups through which we registered. Young people come with different ideas. They present through admission committee. And we have created over 800 jobs. We've given them over 200,000 euro grants. We send them to international conferences. Some of them have received quite good investments. So this is about job creation and reshaping Kosovo's economy into something different and more innovative.
Happy Feet is an example of one of these startups. It was founded by Durarta Kamberi when she built a phone app that measures your feet. It means you can get the right size when buying shoes online. She says entrepreneurs in Kosovo are very motivated.
Even though we are working now in our volunteer basis, we don't have any wages or we don't not get paid in this moment. But really, we are very enthusiastic and highly motivated, especially when a lot of guests from outside Kosovo come and tell us how good things we are doing. And this keeps our motivating even higher. And so that's a really good thing.
Uranik Begu says that although some people in Kosovo complain about unemployment a lot, others are too busy starting and running businesses to have time to complain.
I think we are part of that second group. We do a lot. We bring to Kosovo a lot of events, and you just see around yourself it's so many different international activities and partnerships that we bring to Kosovo, which are very important, but also at the same time promote Kosovo on the global map. So hope is a natural concept. It's an instinct, I think, but you have to nurture it with work.
Mendim Avdili is another digital entrepreneur. He recently built an energy calculator called Sum the Sun. It's an online application that lets people calculate how best to use solar panels on their homes and how much money they can save.
We're developing a platform called Sum the Sun, which is a calculator for renewable energy. So you can measure how much will it cost, how much will you spend, and when is the return on investment when you install solar panels. I think that it's important to be aware of what we're doing to the planet and how we can behave better towards our communities and others. And I see self-sustainability as one of the options for a better future.
One problem that comes up in conversations with Kosovo's entrepreneurs is the difficulty they have in traveling, because it has yet to be recognized by dozens of states around the world. They cannot get the visas needed to enter some countries.
People don't know that much about Kosovo. I think that the biggest thing that is holding us back is the possibility to travel abroad, because we are the only people that could show others how we live and what we do and what we can do. It's not like, for example, some foreigners will come here and see what Kosovo is, and that's okay, but I think it's different how we present to the world than from the second or the third hand that will give that information to the public outside of our borders.
One way around the travel problem is to bring investors to Kosovo. So Uranik Begu and the ICK organize conferences where young entrepreneurs can present their ideas.
All of them, young people, have possessed a smartphone. They're very connected with technology. They're quick adopters. They speak foreign languages. They want to work in the office. So I think we have some things, some trends we need to follow, but then really equip them with the proper skills that they can deliver and are able to do. So I think part of our job with the training department is doing that, really teaching people how to do things. And then if they want to start a business, we help them do that. But if they want to find a job, we also help them find a job.
Even though there are still difficulties to enter an international market that doesn't always recognize Kosovo, entrepreneurs like Durarta and Bendim and organizations like the ICK are finding ways around this. Claire Broadhurst, RFI, Pristina.